The fight over the border wall is about more than just a physical barrier. Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor of The Wall Street Journal, has examined the divide and joins us now. Jerry, how is this battle about more than just the border?
Well, it's really more about a sort of a cultural divide in America in a lot of ways. And this has become more acute as the two sides dig in harder, and Democrats have gone from saying, you know, some money for some border security to no money for a wall at all. And President Trump has become absolutely adamant on $5 billion plus for the wall. And really, for their core supporters, this is really as much a fight about the vision for America in the future, people who are comfortable with a kind of more diverse, cosmopolitan, and melting pot America versus people who think this is just one more trend they don't like and it's changing the complexion of the country they love. And so for both sides, the wall is kind of a symbol as much as a reality about what kind of America is really going to emerge in the 21st century.
Regarding the cultural divide, are people's attitudes toward illegal immigration the biggest example of division?
Well, it's complicated because, you know, there are attitudes about immigration in general, then there are attitudes about illegal immigration specifically, then there are attitudes about whether the wall is a good idea or not create border security, which everybody, at least in theory, says that they want. And I think the reality is that if you look at core Trump supporters, you find generally less enthusiasm about immigration and immigration as a force that improves America or that strengthens America, that the diversity that it produces is good, not bad. People who supported for Hillary Clinton, for example, are much more likely to agree with that notion, and people who supported Donald Trump are more likely to disagree with that notion. That's what we found in our Wall Street Journal, NBC News polling, in any case. And Trump supporters are less likely to think that the Dreamers, the young immigrants brought here illegally by their parents through no decision of their own, ought to be given a path to citizenship. Trump supporters are less inclined to support that. Democrats and Hillary Clinton supporters are far more likely to support that. So there is a kind of a difference that transcends just differences about the wall and goes to kind of questions about the value of immigration and exactly what kind of attitude the U.S. should take toward caravans of Central Americans who come across the border seeking asylum.
Regarding that 2017 poll that you referenced, not surprising, I guess, that there are also some noticeable differences concerning attitudes about immigration in terms of the age of those surveyed.
Yeah, you do. You see, and this has been consistent over our polling the last couple of years, that young Americans are much more likely to embrace immigration and kind of a diverse, even multicultural society, and older Americans are less likely to embrace that. And that, again, tracks the divide between, and this is a generalization or maybe overgeneralization, but there's a similar divide between Trump supporters who tend to be somewhat older in toto and Trump enemies or foes who tend to be younger. And so there is a divide between the two kinds of America that people want that falls out along age lines as well as other divisions.
Did we see anything at all change from that mid-2017 poll to the 2018 midterm election or not?
Well, I don't think attitudes have changed all that much. I think you could see if you go back to the polling we did in 2017 when the Trump-era debate about immigration and the wall really first got started, and fast forward to today, and you can see all the seeds of the debate. I think what's happened, though, is that both sides have kind of hardened their views, that there was a compromise that was available in 2017 and then again in 2018 that envisioned Democrats supporting some money for a border wall while in return getting some legal, permanent legal status for the Dreamers, for example, the two core elements of a compromise. Well, that compromise isn't really acceptable to either side right now, or at least to sort of hardliners on either side.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, executive Washington editor of The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.